Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night. Friday, June? No, not July yet. June the 26th, 2026. 62626, last Friday in the month of June. Those are good lotto numbers. 62626. Here you go. Win the lotto, split it with me. 12 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time. Nice, easy Friday night. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
My grandma always plays my birthday when she plays the lottery.
That's nice.
She's not
your birthday is in September.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. Glad I remembered that.
Yeah, that's good.
The brain is still working. Had a great time at Tony Paco's last night with Larry Barnett. A lot of fun there.
Yes.
Now, I want to go back to a topic because I'm reform on this that we've talked about a lot the last few days. The castor oil in the belly button, and I'm going to do this tonight because somebody gave me some castor oil. I believe it's in a dropper. And I'm going to do this tonight. And who knows? I may wake up tomorrow a whole new person. I don't know. I'm willing to buy anything, though, at this point.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
Don't be negative.
Look, they've done the research. It doesn't work.
It could.
Maybe in a placebo capacity.
You know, I'm willing to believe that it could work. How about that?
You have to believe it will work and then it'll work.
Sure. All I'm saying is I don't think it's good to be negative about stuff like this.
Why?
Because I think we need to be more positive.
I think if there's no basis for something I don't know. There are things like honey is a good antibacterial. Like if you put honey on a burn or something, it is good antibacterial cream kind of stuff.
You know, honey never spoils.
Yes,
it'll be around long after we're all dead.
Honey's good stuff. I drink honey sometimes.
Well, that's not good for you.
No, it's fine.
No, you could choke. But honey,
it's like an anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, but honey.
If you ever have a cough, you know, you can drink some honey that soothes your cough.
I like a good cup of tea.
No, tea's terrible.
No, tea's good.
Tea's terrible. Coffee's all right.
But coffee's not good.
It's all right.
Tea is good for you.
You got to flavor it.
Tea is what the English love.
They also like...
The Queen had tea every day.
They also like beans.
And lived to be 96.
They also like beans and toast.
Well, I don't think we need to go that far. We can stop at tea.
I think we had it right when we switched to coffee.
You know, though, I think anything anybody does that they believe is positive is a good thing. I think that's fine.
No.
Yeah, if you like it, what's wrong with it? Why should I knock it? I don't need to knock it.
I mean, if you're not hurting anybody else or yours,
exactly.
There's no negative to it. It's just not.
Wonder how many drops you're supposed to put on.
It's just a bowl. You're supposed
a bowl?
To. You're just supposed to like
put a bowl on. I think that might
no,
be a little
no,
too
no,
much.
No, 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 no. You're just supposed to put enough in to fill up your belly button.
Fill it up.
I don't know. I have not a clue.
I don't think that's right. If you roll over, it's going to get all over your shirt. You know, I wonder if do you sleep shirtless? Because I'm not into that. I think if there's a fire, you need to be clothed.
I have not a clue. I don't do it. It doesn't work.
You haven't tried it though.
I mean, no.
You don't know.
There's research, and the research says that it doesn't work.
I heard the research said otherwise.
Okay, well. All right.
There you are. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I can't, bro.
What? Research is research.
No, research is not research.
Well, how do you know your research is correct?
I mean, you want me to find a style? I can find an exact
style. No, I'm just saying, I've heard from other people that research says it can change you, turn your life around, change your blood work.
Like in theory, yes, the grounding thing works, but like I said this morning, there's no difference between grounding and just going outside for a while. It does the same thing.
How long do you have to be out?
I don't know, like an hour or two.
Oh, that's a while.
Nah.
You know, I might go out and just... My daylilies are out now.
You ever go hunting?
No.
Sometimes you just sit in the woods for like 4.5, 5 hours and not see a thing.
Now, see, right there, I don't see that as fun.
You see some...
Sitting in the woods.
You see some squirrels running around occasionally. You see some birds.
I like going on trails.
You're looking for deer. You never see deer when you're hunting for deer.
I like going on trails.
I go on trails, yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Those are good.
I like being in nature. I like sitting fishing.
I like fishing. I like to go. Sometimes I get bored and I just go sit by the river.
Sit by the river. I have a little pond not far from where I live. I walk down there sometimes and sit in the dirt.
That's good. I sit on rocks usually, like, you know, big, you know, boulders, I guess they would be.
So if I had inflammation in my neck, if I rubbed castor oil on my neck, would that work?
No, probably not. No. I would just drink honey. Honey's an anti-inflammatory. I would drink honey.
I don't know. This is all interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Do you have anything to say? Let us know. But I'm not going for that green burial stuff. I don't think that's right.
I think green burials are great.
You're against the hormetics, but you like the green burials.
Yeah, but green burials aren't holistic. They're not like, hey, we green bury you and you come back to life. We fix all your ills. No, they're like, hey, you're going
to... Well, no, I don't think I'm coming back to life.
You're going to decompose and be eaten by the worms and stuff in the ground.
See, some people want to come back to life. I don't want to come back to life.
Yeah, I don't want...
That's enough. One time's enough.
I've done it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go sometime. I mean, why would I want to come back and do it all over again? It was exhausting the first time. Why do I want to do that again?
Now, I hope I live a long, fruitful life, you know. But, you know, after my long, fruitful life is over, I don't really want to do it again, you know.
Well, I enjoyed it, but busy.
I enjoyed it, but, busy. You know, I think I'll enjoy the time off.
Well, yeah, I think it's a nice... You need a good rest after a good life. A good rest is nice.
That's right.
But my bun will still be on the wall at Tony Patco. See, that's my immortality.
I think that's pretty cool.
Right there with the governor.
I'm trying to...
You know, Kenny Chesney won't tell his fans how to vote. Says he's not comfortable doing that.
I think I don't know.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Madonna says she does not want to be naked anymore. Okay, well, thank God.
What?
Yeah, hold on. Madonna, do you know who that is?
Yes, I know who Madonna
is. Okay. Madonna says she does not want to be naked anymore. Everyone is naked now. She wants to be different. She wants to be wearing clothes and thinking.
Is she nude? I'm confused.
She was nude a lot, yes. She loved to be naked.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. My cousin was born blind because her mother decided to run around her farm barefoot while pregnant and caught some kind of bacteria. Well, that's terrible from a listener. Oh, God. That's depressing.
What does that got to do with?
Grounding, I think.
Well, that's bacteria, not like electrons from the earth fixing your... Yeah, see, grounding will give your kids blindness.
Well, that's not correct.
Well, running around barefoot's basically grounding. The only difference is you're moving instead
of standing. It sounds to me like she was running in a bad area. What do you make about the Madonna naked thing?
I didn't know she was ever naked, so...
Oh, she was naked a lot.
That's nice. I don't know. I'd
love to be naked, because it was different.
I don't even know that I know any Madonna music.
Well, the music was not... But she was just naked.
That's why people liked her?
I guess. She was different. She tried to look like Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe was pretty cool.
She always worked out a lot.
Marilyn Monroe was an interesting kind of person.
But the point is, she doesn't want to be naked anymore. She wants to be clothed and thinking. She wants to be different. I think that's a good key to a long career.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that being clothed and whatever else she said is probably different at this point.
I guess. See, I don't like naked ever.
Yeah.
No. This is the thing, it comes back to, like, if you have a fire.
Well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be running outside and like the...
No, but do you see what people sleep in? Can you imagine running out...
I know people who sleep in nothing.
Naked.
Yes.
Here we are again. Bad.
If your house is burning down, you can go stand outside in the rain naked.
I'm telling you.
Don't you know houses always burn down when it's raining? It's just how it works.
Or winter.
That's what the movies winter. Always say, yeah.
I sleep in the clothes that I'm ready to go outside in. All I gotta do is wake up and go out.
That's good, I guess.
You don't want to be struggling to find your pants or whatever. Some people say they have to sleep nude.
I don't think you have to do anything.
No. No. You know what? I have to have a television on. I had this conversation with somebody recently. That's my thing when I sleep. I gotta have some noise to drown out all the other noise.
Trying to find if I mean, I found a whole study. Trying to find if I can find, like, a summary of it as far as the whole castor oil thing goes.
Here we are. From a listener. If you're naked and there's a fire, you'll get noticed quick. Means faster help. I don't think you'll get noticed quicker if you're naked. I bet you there are some people out there, if they were naked and the firemen saw that, they just keep on driving by. House is on fire. We'll come back. Well, especially if you got a neck like that person we were seeing earlier. That neck, oh my God. That person should sleep in a turtleneck. Go ahead.
Still hating on the neck.
It was shocking.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think you should probably dress before you go outside and your house is on fire. But I don't know how you do that. So you gotta just dress or sleep dressed.
You know, I have the Roku, and Roku has these channels now, live 24-hour television channels, where they take one show and they just play it constantly. It's just on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
What is it?
Are you paying attention to me?
Yeah, on 7 days a week, but what is it?
No, it's a whole bunch of things. There's a bunch of channels like that on the Roku.
Yeah.
But I don't understand where this idea came from, that you just take one show and you'd air it constantly. Anytime you turn it on, there it is.
I mean, I assume it's just long-running show. Like, Johnny Carson has... Like, on Tubi, Johnny Carson has one. There's one for the Rifleman. There's one for
Hawaii 5-0. No, but it's a channel. It's a channel. I mean, you actually go to the channel.
Yeah.
You don't pick the episode.
Yeah.
Well, no, Tubi's not a channel.
Yes, it is.
No, Tubi's an app.
I can show you... Yes, but here... Okay, I have Tubi on my phone. I will show you right now. I'll turn my volume down.
Yeah, but you're going to have to click the episode.
No. Look.
Where is Tubi?
It's like... Look, here's home...
Okay.
I can go to explore and I can look for things.
Right. Why wouldn't you do that?
I watch live TV.
Well, why would you not just
And my live TV is Fights, the Johnny Carson Show, The Rifleman, and I guess BBC Earth.
You know, here are the two in the heat of the night. Do they have In the Heat of the Night there? Because that's on the Roku live television.
I do not know. 1 second.
That's a good show. You got to get that channel because that's worth watching.
I started watching Johnny Carson.
Johnny Carson is good, but In the Heat of the Night, very good show. You'd enjoy that show.
They have it on, I don't know if it's on, if it has a running channel or not, but they
It
do.
Does, I watch it.
No, but I don't know if they have one on Tubi, but there is one on here. They have also, well, I don't know how many seasons there are, but there are 7 seasons.
Yeah, they run back to back on the Roku channel, free.
What was that, like, crime, right?
Yeah, it's like, have you ever seen The Heat of the Night, the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's based on.
I watched that with my grandma.
Yeah, but
all the movies I've seen with my grandma. My grandma's got a good taste in movies.
But the TV show is better. It went on for all those years. Carol O'Connor plays the sheriff. The police chief.
Why'd they take this show and make it? Why'd they take the movie and make it a show?
It was a good premise. You got a southern town, southern sheriff, black detective. You got 7 seasons out of it. And you know the other one I've been watching?
Why did they cancel it?
Seven seasons is long.
Fell and...
Well, yeah, it was on 7 seasons. It was on 2 different channels and...
Fair enough.
You know what the biggest problem is with a television
show? Carol Burnett.
Eh, I wouldn't watch that over. The biggest problem with a television series is what happened in The Heat of the Night. By season 7, they had to change the whole premise because you run out of things.
How? It's crime.
It's 24 episodes.
There's an infinite number of crimes.
No. You start doing the same thing over and over. And I'll tell you one of the problems with that particular show was the guy who played Tibbs got into some legal trouble. So they had to kick him off the show after season 6.
What'd he do?
Well, I think he had some speeding tickets and some drug issues and some rehab. And so they fired him. And then they redid the whole show, which was nothing near the premise of what the show was. See, because the show, the star... Hello, are you paying attention to me?
Yeah.
What are you watching In the Heat of the Night over there or something?
No, I'm trying to see. It does list off some benefits that it could have.
Okay, but here's about Heat of the Night, what we're talking about now.
Okay.
They got Carol O'Connor, who was Archie Bunker, yeah, big-time star, to play the sheriff. And Tibbs was played by a new guy, newcomer actor, Howard Rollins. And that was just like the movie for 6 years. Then Howard Rollins got into all this trouble, you know, legal trouble. So they had to fire him. So Carol O'Connor, who was running the show at that time, decided they did not want to replace the Tibbs character with another Tibbs. So they decided in the storyline, which is, they got Carl Weathers from Rocky is what they did. And but they decided not to make him the Tibbs character. They decided that Carol O'Connor would be fired as police chief. And then he would become the sheriff. And Carl Weathers would be a new character who was brought into town to be the new police chief. So now, people are like, what is this show?
It reminds me, I mean, it's nothing like it, but it reminds me of, I read the Narnia books. And, like, the first 3 or 4 Narnia books, I don't remember, I read them in, like, middle school. The first 3 or 4 Narnia books were good, but, like, then at some point you just start reading about a whole nother set of kids. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't, you know, do all of that and then expect me to read about these kids. So I never finished the books because they switched up the characters on me.
Well, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So, you know, you can change the premise of a show, but it's gotta be strong.
How many movies did they make?
Of what?
Narnia.
Oh, I don't know.
I know they made at least one.
Here's the other show I watch on the 24-hour thing. Blossom.
Never heard of it.
Oh, that was a 90s show.
Sounds like it.
Oh, it was.
Blossom.
It's about Mayim Bialik, who is a young girl in the show. But basically, it's a coming of age show. You know, it's like Catcher in the Rye, but a girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's the star, and she's got her father, who she lives with, who is a musician. And she's got a brother. She's got 2 brothers. One brother is dumb, and the other brother is a recovering alcoholic, addict, I think is what it was. And then they have, like, the grandfather. But it's all, like, coming-of-age stories. It's an interesting show. It's a comedy.
Well, that's good, I guess. I mean...
It's good show. It's a good show.
You ever watch, like, The Brady Bunch?
Yeah, none like that.
You ever watch...
I interviewed Alice from The Brady Bunch.
Did you watch Saved by the Bell?
Oh, I never thought that was a good show.
I liked Saved by the Bell.
That show was not... I don't know. Okay. Eh. I interviewed Mr. Belding.
I watched Boy Meets World. That's the original one.
Ah, right? Boy Meets World, yes.
I watched that.
I interviewed Mr. Feeney.
That's good.
So you got somebody in every one of those shows you just didn't name.
Well, I watched them.
I had Mr. Belding. I had Mr. Feeney. And I had Alice.
My parents would, I don't know, we just watched whatever they watched, and they watched...
Alice was not nice. Ann B. Davis.
Why was she not nice?
I didn't like her.
Why was she not nice?
She lived on a religious commune in Texas.
Sounds like a cult.
Yeah, she was different.
like Christian or like other
religion? Oh, I'm sure it was.
Okay. See, I don't know, you start talking about religious communes, I don't know, they sound a little cultish.
See, but two of those shows are bad. Like Brady Bunch, again, horrible writing.
I thought the Brady Bunch was okay.
There's nothing.
I liked it.
I interviewed Sherwood Schwartz, who created the Brady Bunch. And then...
Did you tell him that you thought the show was terrible?
No.
Why not?
Questions. And then Saved by the Bell. You know, that is a very... I don't know. It was a Saturday morning show. It was not a primetime show.
Hey, I like Saved by the Bell. Saved by the Bell is pretty good, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
Yep.
It didn't work in primetime.
Well, I thought it was fine.
It was good for Saturday morning. I probably watched it on a Saturday morning.
You ever seen, what's the Bebe's Kids? It's the movie.
Yes. He's dead.
Who?
The comedian who that's based on.
Oh, the it's a cartoon, but the I guess the main guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good movie.
That was not popular in its time.
Really?
No.
Oh, man, I would watch it again if I knew where I could watch it at. Bebe's Kids is good.
It's just a cartoon. It's like a raunchy cartoon.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? When that came out...
That's a good movie.
Holy mackerel.
I like that one.
McDonald's had it on their cups. There were toys everywhere. That was like state-of-the-art back in those days. Put cartoons in a movie? With people, real people, cartoons?
Man, now I want to watch
movies. Remember on Christmas morning, I got a Roger Rabbit doll. Big, stuffed, plush Roger Rabbit.
Why?
Because that was popular at the time.
I don't know. Dolls are boring.
It's a good movie.
I got cap guns when I was a kid.
It's kind of boring. I got a Pee Wee Herman doll at one point, too. He was very popular. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the best show out a few years back was My Mother, the Car.
Oh, that's terrible. Jerry Van Dyke. Oh.
You have seen that? Have you seen that?
I have not. Oh, it's horrible. Horrid.
It's kind of funny, though, but...
Oh, it's so dumb. The man's... Yeah.
Luther on...
played Coach. Luther on Coach. Yeah. At least he went on and got a good job.
You know, I heard that Luther turned down a different offer to take My Mother the Car.
He did.
And the other offer turned out to be real good for the actor that took it.
That's true.
What it was.
Gilligan's Island.
I've seen Gilligan's Island.
Yep, he was supposed to be Gilligan. He turned that down for My Mother the Car.
Hey, Gilligan's Island is something, though.
But no, My Mother the Car. Who?
You know, shows like that didn't last too long.
We should do a Gilligan's Island reboot.
Only 3 or 4 years.
What's that?
Gilligan's Island was only 3 or 4 years.
Right, but they made more episodes a year back then. They used to do like 39, 40 episodes a year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But Gilligan, that was a terrible show, too.
Oh, Gilligan's Island was great.
It was terrible, but it was kind of comical.
No,
you know?
It was great.
People don't have taste. That's why these terrible shows stay on forever. People they're stranded on an island, and they can make radios out of coconuts, but they can't get off that island. I mean, how stupid.
It's a good show, right?
Dumb show.
No.
And every time somebody comes to save them, that darn Gilligan, I'd have killed him long ago. We'd have all got off that island.
Yeah, they had many chances to get off that island.
Every time, and he always screwed it up.
No.
If I was a skipper, I'd have choked him to death in his sleep.
I don't think any of them still alive. Well, Marianne might still be
alive. No, Marianne's dead. No, Ginger is still alive.
Ginger's still alive?
Yep.
I always thought Marianne was prettier than Ginger.
Well, Ginger was the movie star.
You guys ever watch any of the cowboy shows?
Oh, yeah, some of those old cowboy shows. I love them.
I never really liked the Westerns. I thought they were predictable.
Oh, I love the Westerns. I watch them with my grandpa all the time. We watch, like, Gunsmoke, The Rifleman, like, you know, Wagon Train, stuff
like that. Stagecoach West.
Bonanza.
Have you ever seen that one?
What is it?
Stagecoach West.
I don't think so.
That was a good one.
Do you know the theme song from Gilligan's Island?
No.
How's it go?
Not by heart.
I don't remember.
But My Mother, the Car, this was the show. The man's mother died, and she came back as a car.
Reincarnated as
a car. And she talked to him. Terrible.
I don't see how this show ever got.
Yeah, I don't know why I would turn down Gilligan's Island for that.
Yeah.
And it's like a 1929 Porter, some old clunky car. It was so stupid.
Well, I don't even think Porter was a car brand.
Let's see. Oh, no, I think that was... Let's see if I can find that theme song for My Mother. It was the stupidest theme song, too. But people knew that theme song.
How many years did that run, do you know?
One. Yeah, people didn't want that around for long.
I liked a lot of the old shows. Wow. You've Got a Secret or something like that. You know, What's My Line? You know, those were nice. Nice old shows.
What about, you ever watch In Heat of the Night?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a
with
good
Carol
one.
Carol O'Connor, or are you talking about the movie?
Carol O'Connor.
Yeah.
I thought that was very good.
Yeah, he really had a nice career, you know, with the art, you know, what was it called, Archie Bunker, was called the...
All in the Family.
All in the Family, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Hold on, let's get this My Mother the Car theme. Hold on. Here it is, the theme to My Mother the Car, here on WGH Talk. Here we go.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. As anything from a pussy cat to a man-eating alligator. Well, you all may think my story is more fiction than it's fact. But believe it or not, my mother did decided she'd come back as a car. She's a very own guiding star, a 1928 Ford. That's my mother did. She helps me through everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother the car.
Now, isn't that classy television? My goodness.
Matt's going to have to... I think you can probably get it on YouTube, Matt. Check it out.
That's probably the only place you can get that.
Oh, you can
so
get...
What did you talk about today? I heard a little bit of Larry Barnett.
How'd you like that?
Yeah.
He's got a bun now at Tony Pacco's.
It was nice he could... take him because he said he gets tired so easy.
Yeah, it was good to have him up there. You know, I'm up there on the wall now.
Are you?
I am. Right?
You're going to have to get Matt up there.
I'm with the governor.
You're with Gilligan?
No, the governor. No, me and the governor.
Mike DeWine. You're right there beside him, huh?
Yes, isn't that something?
Yeah. Who's Barnett beside?
He's not been put on the wall yet. He just signed it yesterday.
Oh.
Hope they don't bump me.
There. I'd love to go there sometime.
Oh, it's a wonderful place. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Their hot dog sauce is killer.
It's very... I had a hot dog yesterday. See, you cannot go there and not have a hot dog.
I had all kinds of food.
I don't know if Kroger still does, but they carry the hot dog sauce.
We used to. I don't know if we do now or not. You know, the other day I played Eddie Rabbit's I Love a Rainy Night.
Oh, I love a rainy... That's a good song.
That's a good song.
That's not bad. But, no, it was great. We talked about the sirens and Marianne. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I heard you talk about that a little bit.
Green burials.
I don't think the sirens are... They go off so much, nobody really pays much attention to them.
I do.
But maybe it gets people to look outside, too.
No, I mean, I hear them when they go off, but it's not like I really, you know... Like I said, I've never seen it to one.
Haven't you ever seen Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's bad.
That's even a little bit of Oz in the wheel.
You know, when they're talking on, you know, this, you can hear the siren, but to hear what they're saying, you almost have to go outside.
Yeah, but you don't want to be hit in the head with a window like Dorothy and then dream that Munchkins are dancing you around and... A gold brick road. And
tornado.
You're with a scarecrow and a lion and a tin man. Oh.
That was a good show. That was comical.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz
is a
good
one. I think the tin man just died or the lion.
No, I think they've all been dead a long time. That movie was made in the 30s.
Really?
Yeah.
That might be. Did you ever interview any of them?
You know, I don't think I did. Most of them were dead by the time I came around.
Well, you can't interview everybody.
No, but I'm close. That's why I'm with the governor at Tony Pacos.
Who's on your sights now to interview?
You know, I don't know. I never really think about the people.
You got to aim for the president. You got to get the president on.
Well, he's got a lot of spare time.
That's my understanding.
Oh, don't put him on.
Oh, I'd be here for that.
You hear enough on him. You know, I watch Midas Touch on YouTube and some other people. I mean...
What? If you had a chance to meet Donald Trump, would you meet Donald Trump?
Hell no. I'd be afraid I'd spit on him and spend my rest of my life in jail or something.
No. I bet he's a delightful guy in person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but he's a delightful guy, and as soon as you turn around, he'd stab you in the back.
So what's your main beef with Donald Trump?
He's an idiot.
Well... Everybody's got their flaws.
I mean, pick which one. I guess my major beef right now is the war. But,
he's going to solve that.
Yeah, you know, you take everything the man says.
Don't you know he's got the FIFA Peace Prize?
Oh, yeah. Who campaigns for the Nobel Peace Prize? Has anybody ever won it that campaigned for it?
I don't know if you know this, but Donald Trump's got a bit of an ego.
Oh, God, yes. And he's the best liar the world ever seen.
I don't even think he's the best liar, but for some reason people just buy it.
Well, he can keep such a straight face and talk so...
I think he believes it.
If you say it with confidence and you say it like you believe it, at the end of the day, you're going to have somebody believe in you.
Yeah, that's true.
He's everybody you meet in New York.
Yeah, that's right.
He does that well. I tell you what, nobody in New
confidence.
York likes him.
Who?
New York City?
No, they don't
I
care for
him. I bet you'd have trouble finding a handful of people that like Donald Trump in New York City.
He used to have the good life.
Rich people.
Set up there in Trump Tower, you know. Now he's got a rough life.
Yeah. I seen a clip on him one time when he's coming out of Trump Tower and getting in a car or whatever, and the media was there, and he looked down the street. This was not the major media. The major media was filming from a different direction. So to them, he waved down the street, and there wasn't even nobody down there.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I think that, yeah, I was just about to say, I think Donald Trump's a smart guy. I mean, the cameras are facing you. If I wave to the camera, it looks like I'm waving to a crowd of people behind the camera that you just can't see. I mean, unless they turn the camera around and you see that I'm not waving to anybody, I mean, you know, as far as you're concerned, I'm just waving to a crowd of people. What?
Have you heard some of these things that he says?
Oh, yeah, but yeah, I hear a lot of the things he says. Yes,
what's our stealth fighter called, that new jet that came out and the radar had a hard time picking it up? He was talking one time about the plane, and he said, "You can't see it. If it was right beside you, you couldn't see it." Now... Radar might not be able to see it so good, but if you're standing right beside it, you can see it.
Listen, he's
and
entertaining.
The why
I think he's speaking in hyperbole, okay? I'd cut him some slack.
For that?
Yeah, it's hyperbole. I'd say that's hyperbole.
You have to be a dumbass. I mean, and here's another thing. The reason why we won our independence... was because the Continental Army took control of the airfields.
That's right.
You know what's wrong with that saying?
No, there were no planes.
In 1776.
You know, his professor at the Wharton School said he was the dumbest student he ever had.
I can believe it.
Isn't that something?
I could believe it.
I'm surprised that guy's not locked up doing time now, saying something like that.
But he tries to tell people how smart he is and his ego.
I'm telling you, I think Donald Trump is just a firm, I mean, he's not wrong. I think he's just a firm believer that if you say something with enough confidence, you'll get a portion of people who believe you.
Yes. And he would be a great salesman, car salesman, I mean.
Well, I think that's how he became, you know, I think that's how he became just about everything.
I think
become.
He's pure entertainment. I love, I could watch
you
that.
No, I mean, maybe if he wasn't president, it'd be a little more entertaining.
No, I'll tell you, that makes it more entertaining. Because when he was in there with Mondami, when he first won, and Mondami had called him, what did he call him, a dictator or something like that, when he was running for office?
Yeah.
Called him something. And Donald Trump's sitting there at the Resolute desk, and Mondami's giving the press conference, and what was that you said about President Trump, and now you're meeting with him all buddy-buddy? Didn't you say he was a dictator? And President Trump just said, don't listen to them. They say that stuff all the time.
See, Donald, look. Now, everybody who's ever met Donald Trump will tell you that Donald Trump in person is a very nice, very cordial, very likable fellow.
I bet he's very nice in person.
Is that way to gain your trust.
No,
and
I think
when
he's just...
sells you the car that's going to break down on you as soon as you drive it off the lot, he'll probably be waving at you laughing.
No, I think...
I mean, according to Bill Maher, he agreed with Bill Maher that he lost the 22 election. He just... the
2020.
Yeah, 2020 election. I don't know why I lost my date there.
I think it's fine.
You think it's fine having a nut in the White House?
Listen, the people elected him. That's how it works here.
Yeah, for another year and a half.
And the people's going to take him out, too. After the midterms, he's gone.
I'll tell you, want to see entertainment.
The point where the Republicans were supposed to get rid of him now.
Do you think that if the Democrats get majority, they'll be able to get enough Republicans to help him impeach Trump?
I don't think they'll need the Republicans if they get a good majority.
Well, I mean, you need, I think, something like, what, two-thirds to impeach?
Probably, but...
Oh, they'll impeach him on something.
Well,
there's
going to
be some Republicans that'll go against him. He's got the Republicans pretty mad right now about that bill he wouldn't sign.
But the housing bill. The housing bill.
Impeachment's just like a slap on the wrist.
He said when they pass his...
He needs to be convicted and then kicked out of office.
I don't know what the bill called, that election bill. Then he'll do the housing bill. Well, so just leave people suffer now. So you can hold off and try to get your election bill passed so you can steal an election.
Hey, hold on. Here's Trump this week. Getting ready for the American State Fair, 250th anniversary of the country. Here's his State of America, President Donald Trump, here on WGH.
I am thrilled to declare that America is back. We were dead. Now we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. We're respected by everybody. Nobody's laughing at us anymore. We have reclaimed our sovereignty, regained our liberty, restored our prosperity, and we have saved our country. In all things, we're once again putting a thing called America first.
But not...
Well, see, there you go. That's what's going on here.
You know, I... Oh, my mic wasn't on. You know, I agree with the people who were laughing during the speech.
Did you see clips of them all walking out?
Why'd they buy a ticket then leave?
I think
he's going to have a big show on the 4th of July.
I'm not talking about the fight. I'm talking about that state fair thing.
The fight already happened.
Oh, yeah, people are leaving. Well, there's a power outage at the state fair, wasn't there?
The military band showed up. Trump did a half-hour speech, and they was walking out in droves while he was talking. I mean,
well, he's the headliner.
Well, he wasn't a very good headliner if everybody's walking. I never went to a concert and seen anybody or even any newsreels of everybody walking out like concert.
Hey, what's, well, you should play that video of Donald Trump dressed up as a farmer with a pitchfork and he's singing some song. I don't
remember. Acres.
Yeah.
Green Acres style.
Yeah. That's a funny video, you know?
We did it on Saturday Night Live. No, I think it was the Emmys or something.
You know, that's the President of the United States right there.
Well, he was an entertainer. I mean, Ronald Reagan did, what, that chimp movie?
Bedtime with Bonzo or
whatever. Bedtime with Bonzo. So there you go. I think it's fine to
die. If he hadn't had that show, you know, he would never would have got elected, I don't think.
Well, no, he's an entertainment president. I don't even
so
think Donald Trump makes
that
these.
Show was just great because he fired people, and his first go around in office, he had some really good cabinet people, and they was all quitting in droves on him. Now the people he's got in his cabinet are dumber than he is.
No, I think the problem is they're smarter than he is, and they just, like, they just get in his ear and then tell
Donald
them what they want to do.
Yeah, you could be right there.
And then Donald Trump's dumb enough to believe them, and then he just goes along with it.
I mean, I guess they think their legacy's going to go down, or they're making enough money, you know, in that position that I think everybody in that, you know, cabinet, you know, 100 years, you're going to be reading about them, how stupid they was. R.F. Kennedy, our health secretary, or whatever his title is.
Well, Trump's an older man.
Pete Hegseth, you know, the leader of our military. I mean, he's got some real jokers in there.
Well, we'll see how it turns out. I think it'll be okay.
Okay, I'll keep listening.
Hey, thanks for calling. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You know, here's...
Did you know we have... did you know we already have basically tied the number of measles cases from last year, and it's, you know, we're only halfway through the year?
Well, what can you do?
You should have RFK actually recommend the vaccines and proper medical stuffs.
Whatever. Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
Was married to President George H.W. Bush. We were talking about her earlier. Now, he was defeated by Bill Clinton in 92, and they became friends. See, that sort of thing used to happen. And this is Barbara Bush later in life talking about Bill Clinton. Now, think about this.
Why is it on C-SPAN?
Well, because the news. Here we go.
Your husband and Bill Clinton have become good friends.
That's right. My husband, Bill Clinton, and I have become great friends. And Bill visits us every summer. And we don't agree politically, but we don't talk politics. And I think you'd have to understand, I read someplace, before you're critical of someone, you should remember that they did not have the advantages you had as a child, a loving mother and father. Bill's father wasn't around. And I think that he thinks of George a little bit like the father he didn't have. And he's very loving to him. And I really appreciate that. And when they went on that long tsunami trip, George told me Bill insisted he stay in the bed. And Bill insisted that he was taken care of. And that was really nice. I love Bill Clinton. Maybe not his politics, but I love Bill Clinton.
Now, see, that's the way it used to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know what politics has to do with liking or disliking somebody as a person.
Have you ever seen...
Well, now, here's Barbara Bush on Donald Trump.
No, but as Jeb says, every race is different. Mm. But it is slightly shocking to me.
Because...
He doesn't give many answers to how he would solve problems. He sort of makes faces and says insulting things. I mean, he's said terrible things about women, terrible things about military. I don't understand why people are for him for that reason.
I'm a woman. I'm not crazy about what he says about women.
Mrs. Bush, what do you think of Donald Trump? You are known for being blunt and plain spoken.
I don't think about him at all.
Really?
I think about Jeb and the qualified candidate.
You dodged me on Donald Trump. Do you want to?
No.
You want to go full New Jersey on Donald Trump?
No. I do not. I don't even think about him. I'm sick of him. That's very strong.
Have you ever seen
there you go.
A race like this?
That was Barbara Bush back during the 2015 election. How about that?
I never heard of Donald Trump prior to the election cycle, so...
One of our listeners out here says, wait, you don't want health advice from a guy who snorted coke off a toilet seat? The man had a drug issue.
Yes. Yes.
We have to be forgiving.
Hey, did you know he fired everybody on the vaccine advisory board and appointed a whole bunch of anti-vaxxers to the board?
There you go. Happy 250th.
That's right.
This is what you get, people. You vote. I mean, I'm not surprised by any of this.
Oh.
I don't know why people are surprised. Listen to this show during the last election.
Like, I really...
The man said people were eating cats and dogs in Springfield, and we actually had to have shows on here to analyze that.
We had, I think...
That's dumb.
Like, 3 shows, and there were still people who would just be like, hey...
That's what I'm saying!
And
you
they
can
were,
believe it. So don't tell me...
And there were still people who would be like, are they eating cats and dogs in Springfield? And they'd be like, well, I don't know.
I'm saying, don't... I don't care anymore. That turned me around. I knew at that point there is no hope. And so... I have to understand that this is what people wanted. Okay,
fine,
you got it.
I think that people much smarter than myself, like scientists and like you know things like that, should just come out and start telling people that they're dumb for like anti-vax things and stuff like that. Like scientists should just come out and beat people over the head for saying stupid things.
Nothing surprises me at all.
But scientists
about any of this.
are too calm.
You know, really. So people now you've turned against him. Fine. He's got a 33% approval rating. Fine. Go back and listen to yourself pre-election. That's all I want you to do. Go back and listen to yourself then.
Who?
All those people who were all... They're eating the cats and dogs. Boy, that's still happening over there, isn't it? Nonsense.
What a time.
There's... You know what? You can take an election and you can say people are being biased. If you cannot... talk about facts. If facts no longer matter, then we can't have a discussion. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what happened there. Facts were no longer facts for people. And how can we discuss? We can discuss policy. I would discuss Ukraine with people all day long. By the way, are we out of there? No.
Hey, yeah, I was just about to say.
Go back and listen to that before the election.
I was just about to say, hey, as of recently, I don't know if it actually passed or not, but as of recently, there was either a bill put forward or a bill passed that we were going to give a substantial amount of military funding to Ukraine.
There you go.
And, you know, we're fighting our own war right now, and we're broke there.
Listen. Whatever.
Global peace.
I think I said during the election, I'm glad this is all taped. Because it's all there. Go back and listen.
I didn't think he was going to be a dictator.
I told you he was going to be on day one.
I thought he was going to attempt to be a dictator, but I thought that Congress would be like, no, you can't do that, and you know, Congress would do their jobs, but no, Congress didn't. And I thought the courts would... I was right about the courts. The courts have done their jobs, but Congress has had zero backbone. The Supreme Court's kind of done a really iffy job. The Supreme Court's been really bad.
So what's coming up next hour?
Next hour, we're going to be talking about the renewed conflict in Iran... some city politics and, you know, politics in general, I suppose.
Next week, big week, fair week, 250th anniversary of the country. Get ready for that.
Man, hour flew by.
Hour flew by. Coming back Monday morning, Matt's on next. Scott Spears for this night, heading for the dugout.
10. Why did you finally decide to speak, and how did it come about that you chose me to do the first interview?
Well, because you've been very kind, very fair.